One of the things that I find fascinating is the way in which our electronic age has created more problems than good. At least it seems that way. You know, in this kind of growing electronic age of telecommuting, endless wireless devices for which I can never seem to have a power cord because my kids always tend to take them, we tend to have as part of our regular news feed data breaches and cyber attacks. Everything from WannaCry to the DNC hack to I'm not sure what we're calling it now, the Russia investigation or the Russian probe, to garden variety identity theft, and these letters that, I don't know if you seem to be getting more of them, but I sure do. Maybe that's my choices in service providers. But these letters saying, sorry to inform you, but your credit card may have had a breach, or your health information may have had a breach, but here's this free service for the next year to monitor your credit. Thank you very much. As if that's going to give me a lot of comfort. But this is part of our daily life. The more information that we have out there, the more it's subject to vulnerabilities. So the key here is that guarding against cyber attacks and mitigating the risks associated with those is critically important, because the more information we're putting up in the cloud, the more information we have on our devices, the more information we're giving to, you know, employees, coworkers, whatnot, the more information that can be vulnerable. It's important to understand not only how to comply with an employer's own policies and practices, but also how to comply with federal and state regulations. And those regulations tend to overlap and be somewhat complicated depending on what you do, who you are, what you're doing. For example, you have both state and federal obligations to protect information, but then you'll also have regulations on the specific information. If it's minor, information about minors, if it's information about financial information, health information, and so forth. It's also important to make sure that you have a plan on how to protect that.